got no heart or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is Reach Radio. Thank you for joining us. It's another great Saturday on this Memorial Day weekend. We'd like to welcome you to the Reach Radio Show. You have touched down at the housing base of Brotherly Love, the best place for the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, home buying facts, along with community reports and events information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our clock-watching show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say today's real estate market is recovering quite well. For the buyer, interest rates are at an all-time low. For the sellers, well, you get top value for your home in a recovering marketplace. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Telephone number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or you may check out our website at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, David Knapp joins us with a special Memorial Day message from veterans, Vietnam veterans of Palm Beach County. Wait until you hear what he has to say, and that's coming right up. Then Steve Coney checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and one or two things that will either smack or tickle your funny bone. We'll let you decide. After the news, Pat Tracy checks in with the latest information from the Consumer Financial Bureau. They have ramped up the guidelines once more, so stay with us, and we'll let you know if the changes help or hamper. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, because that's one of the many things that the Reach counselors do for you. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has a holiday message for homeowners. If you want to dress up your home for the holidays, he'll tell you, give you some tips about how to. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And in our final segment, Rick Snyder has found yet another scary scam. So stay with us and we will hammer the scammer. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news author, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. It's a combination of sneak preview and headlines. One of the stories we have for you is about rent growth in the national apartment market, according to a company called Axiometrics. We have a list of cities where the rent is going up the fastest, and you'll never guess which state leads. Okay, you will guess, but I have individual cities, too. Also, residents of the Sunshine State, believe it or not, are finding it harnessing Florida's abundant solar power. It's no simple task. There are a lot of government red tape and problems when you try to do solar power. There are people trying to do something about it. We'll have the story. And the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches and a friend of the show, Vince, have filed a lawsuit against Fannie Mae over foreclosed homes. We'll have the whole story for you. Here's an odd thing. Bank of America is by far the largest financial institution in Florida, holding fully 18% of the state's deposits. But when it comes to customer satisfaction, they're last. How can that happen? Also, we have a mortgage modification program that was scheduled to expire at the end of this year is going to be continued, and your friends at Reach can tell you how to take advantage of this. And lenders recently took control of more foreclosed homes across South Florida. Those homes are going to hit the market, and that is going to be likely good for sellers. Plus, we have one of those stories that's going to make you say, Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait. Well, when we return, in honor of Memorial Day, we have an overdue message for our American heroes. Dave Knapp will be joining us from the Vietnam Veterans of Palm Beach. Our warriors gave this day for you. Let's celebrate it with honor for our fallen heroes.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. You know, if you're tired of paying rent or you just want to lower your monthly house payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, June 14th, and it's from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is July 19th. We have them every month, folks. The next Miami Kindle class is June 7th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it also includes food and beverages. And if you didn't have time to pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door, folks. These classes fill up really quick. We talk about it all the time. We say it because it's true. You don't get your name on the list, you'll be standing in the corner wondering what happened to your seat. For additional information and directions about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now. 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224. Now, the first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance, so you have to get that done. And by the way, a first-time homebuyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Our first guest has been a chaplain, a commander, a Southern Area Commander, a District Commander, and currently he is the past Post Commander of Post 12 in West Palm Beach, Florida. Please welcome a veteran and a veteran's friend, Dave Knapp. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Wow, we're glad you took your time to come in here pre-Memorial Day holiday and spend your time with us. And I know that you have a special message for the folks from the Vietnam Vets.
Yes, actually, I'm also the chairman for the Palm Beach County Veterans Committee, we probably have 7 or 8 Vietnam Vet Chapter 25 members that are on the committee, but it's a conglomeration of different veteran nonprofit organizations as well as civilian volunteers. There's probably 25 total on the committee. And we organize the Memorial Day event every year at the South Florida National Cemetery, and later in the year for Veterans Day, we do the Veterans Day Parade. With Monday being Memorial Day, it's a big day for us this year because this is the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, and we're going with a female veteran theme. So our guest speaker this year is a retired full colonel, Eileen Watson, who served as a nurse in the emergency room in Cu Chi, Vietnam. So as a Vietnam vet, we're all looking forward to meeting her. It should be very special, but we have a lot of things going on that day. We have roughly 7 or 8 former POWs that are going to be coming out and attending the event. So we have a couple tents.
Let's tell the folks where this is that they'll know. We're talking about the South Florida National Cemetery. It's out there on 441 State Road 7, just a little south of Lantana Road.
That is correct.
And Monday at 10 a.m. on Memorial Day, you will have this event.
Right. The event will start at 10, but the shuttling of vehicles, of people, from the target that's at the corner of Lantana and 441 and Winfield Solutions, which is 2 miles south of the cemetery on 441. That's the parking. Normal vehicles will not be allowed to come up on the cemetery grounds. There's just no area for them. It'll be very limited. If you're not on a list or you don't have a badge, you will not be permitted to drive your vehicle on.
So best go to the Target.
Go to the Target. We have the buses from the VA. We have three shuttle buses there and one at the other location that will take people. And we do this every year, so those that have been coming are familiar
right,
with it.
Right.
They'll be shuttled over starting at 8 o'clock. And it starts that early because we have other booths that are actually set up, that like the Honor Flight. If you're familiar with the Honor Flight, they have a booth there to give people information and some other things.
So there's a lot more going on than just a service, right?
There's a lot going on. This year, we're going to have a Holocaust survivor that we're going to introduce. We're going to have the POWs. We also just found out that we were asked by the mother of a recently killed in action soldier. He was killed in Afghanistan. She asked if she could attend the event. And to me, that's a no-brainer.
Right,
so
right.
We're going to introduce her, not to embarrass her, but to acknowledge her and the sacrifice that she has done. We'll have a flyover. We don't know what kind of plane is flying over this year.
Hopefully it's not a postman and an ultralight.
I hope not. And I hope it's not one of those newfangled things that, you know.
Yeah, a drone.
A drone, right. But it might be a Mustang.
There you go. You know, folks, if you don't have anything to do on Monday, you're not celebrating, this would be a great thing to do and honor some of our past vets that are out there and our veterans, of course. And that, again, is at the South Florida National Cemetery, just south of Lantana Road there on State Road 7441. Or the best thing to do is go to the Target store there, and there'll be a shuttle bus to take you over. So, Dave, let's talk a little bit about Memorial Day. Now, we know it wasn't always called Memorial Day, right?
No, that's true. It used to be called Decoration Day.
That's right.
You know, and back when, after the Civil War ended, it was originally called Decoration Day. And it was always observed at that time on May the 30th. It wasn't until 1971 that we as a nation began recognizing the last Monday of May.
We finally took heed to George Washington's words, right?
Yes.
We have to take care of our vets. If we don't, what kind of a country are we?
Well, as Vietnam vets, we firmly agree with that statement.
Absolutely. Now, I can't believe I had someone ask me this, but to me, the answer is the American flag. But someone said, what traditionally do we fly on Memorial Day? Someone said the POW flag. And I thought, no, I believe it's the American flag.
It is the American flag because the POW flag flies every day.
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
And that should be, like you said, it's a no-brainer. The flag at the cemetery will be flown at half-mast.
Right, right.
We'll be about 9:30 holding a prayer service at the base of the flag, which is just adjacent to where the entire program is.
Right. And I know that small flags are placed on the head of each of the gravestones during the holiday, but what's the most famous Memorial Day cemetery of them all?
Well, Arlington, and that's traditionally where the flags on every tombstone are done. A lot of the other national cemeteries don't do it and haven't done it because of logistic reasons. It is being done at ours this year, but there was a lot of controversy behind it, and you know that's enough information to take on a whole nother
show. Do you know how many flags that they place?
Well, we have over 18,000 tombstones in there now, and considering the facility has only been open, this is year 8. Every year it adds minimum 2,500.
Wow.
And you have to take into consideration now that number is actually going to increase because you've got the World War II veterans that are passing, Korean veterans. And Agent Orange is really starting to kick in and take a lot of Vietnam vets.
Yeah.
We anticipate Vietnam veterans dying prior to all the Korean War veterans.
Mm-mm-mm. That's so hard to talk about, Agent Orange. I mean, we all grew up with it. I mean, anybody that was born past the 50s, everybody knows what Agent Orange mm-hmm. is, and they just don't seem to be getting any help at all from the government.
There's a lot of additional things being done right now. There's a lot of town hall meetings going on, especially here in Florida, for discussion on Agent Orange. Agent Orange has now been verified that it goes generations deep.
Sure.
So any Vietnam veteran needs to make sure that they have their children and their grandchildren go to their personal doctor and have it annotated in their records that they are a direct blood descendant of a Vietnam veteran. It's been known, and it's not totally approved yet, mm-hmm. but it is directly related to birth defects, to miscarriages, and respiratory effects, things like that. And there will be an Agent Orange balloon release at the Memorial Day ceremony.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. We have to take a little break. You don't mind. Let me give everyone your phone number, if you don't mind, David. If you want more information about the Memorial Day service on Monday, give David a call, 561-301-2961. Again, 561-301-2961. I believe that's your personal.
That's my cell phone. I'm very brave. I've had that number for over 20 years, so don't abuse it, but I've given it out before and gotten calls at 3 in the morning.
Perfect. All right, well then when we return, some more fascinating Memorial Day facts. Like, did you know during the Vietnam conflict, 58,220 Americans died? More than 47,000 Americans were killed in action, and nearly 11,000 died of other causes. Imagine that.
Ain't got no hope. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, REACH the number 4, housing.org, call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We've been speaking with Dave Knapp. He, as we said before, he's been a chaplain, a commander, an area commander, a district commander. I think he's got everything except a red cape that he walks around with. Dave, thanks for hanging on through the break there. I know you're we dubbed you as a veteran and a veteran's friend. Why?
I was away for a couple of years, I received an award that was billed Veterans Still Serving Award. And it's just what I need to do. It's every veteran that has moved on in life and been assisted or helped in any way, shape, or form, you just simply have to remember where you come from. If you can't remember where you come from, you're lost. And veterans are all about veterans. We're about helping each other. We're brothers and sisters in arms. We work closely together. We support each other because we gave up on the government supporting us a long time ago, especially the Vietnam vets. So we take care of each other.
Right. And I heard it said the other day that the vets put their lives ahead, second to their brother's life.
Absolutely.
They'll take a bullet for you, folks. I believe that's what they. Well, you know, we have some interesting facts here about wars. it's hard to talk about. We are a warring nation, I guess. For whatever the reason, we don't know. But I'm looking at some of the stats, did some research here the other night. And, approximately 620,000. More than 500,000 Americans died in the Civil War. The Union lost about 365,000 troops, and the Confederacy about 260,000. And more, most of these deaths were caused by disease. But I guess you get the bullet, you get a disease. They didn't have penicillin back then.
Right.
We're kind of, that's a rough figure.
And amputations were done in a very rough manner with a saw, no anesthetic, unless you hit them over the head with a hammer.
Or a lot of wine, I think.
Or a lot of wine.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, again, we didn't have anything set up in place, but then I guess this was one of our first, one of our earlier wars. We weren't too experienced at that point. World War II came around. We had 116,500 Americans died. And again, more of those, half of those from disease. So, you know, look where they were in North Korea and in Japan, I guess. Wait a minute, that's World War One.
Italy, Germany.
Italy, Germany, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Europe, all of Europe. Go ahead, Steve.
Point of interest, you were talking about in the Civil War how many people died. In our most recent wars, we have exactly the opposite. More people came home missing limbs.
Right.
And having mental and emotional problems than any war ever. That's a tribute to the medicine in the military, because when you get wounded in Afghanistan, you're in a hospital within a couple of hours.
Right.
Well, back in our day, it was a couple of days.
Right.
So,
right.
Very different situation, but equally tragic.
Yeah, it seems that we just can't seem to learn. World War II produced 405,000 American deaths and 36,000 in the Korean War. Again, here we are, the same stats, the same problems. What do we do with our vets? And the Vietnam conflict, as I said just before the break, 58,000 Americans died there. Operation Desert Storm, 148 deaths. Now look how low that got.
Mm-hmm.
From the other wars were a little more brutal. I remember reading in the history books when the English fought the Americans, they would come back and say, "Hey, these guys cheat. They hide behind rocks. They hide up in trees. They don't get out into the middle of the battle and fight one on one." So look, we came from there to now 148 deaths at Desert Storm. Not that one is more important than the other. But still, the deaths have come down. And like you say,
that's about transportation and medicine.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, you know what? Let's take a look at the future. Maybe they'll have robots fighting the wars, and then we won't have to go through that. All right, let's go back and talk about the event that you have coming up on Memorial Day on Monday, and that is at the South Florida National Cemetery. If you didn't catch that in the first part of the segment here, it starts at 10 a.m., and give us a little idea about what you got going on there.
Well, it's our traditional ceremony for Memorial Day. Again, it'll run from 10 to 11. We have shuttle buses from both parking areas, the Target and Winfield Solutions.
That's it.
That'll take people to and from. We will have a flyover. What kind of plane? I have no idea. It's a surprise. We'll have some special guests, a Holocaust survivor, some former POWs, and the mother of a recently deceased soldier that was killed in action. But this couldn't be done by any one person. This committee is exceptional. They're very dedicated. They all donate their time, and it's a mix of veterans and people from some civilians from the VA and other locations. But we even have psychologists that are part of the committee. But they're very dedicated. We'll be out there at 7:30 Monday morning getting everything ready. There is a special presentation that we're going to do, because I can't say who it is. They might be listening. But
okay.
And we also have the Wellington High School Band that's been there every year
this will be nice.
From the beginning. Right. It's about a 110-member band.
Perfect. All right, folks, for more information about the event, if you would like to attend, and like I said, more information, call Dave at 561-301-2961. Again, it's 561-301-2961, and that will be at the South Florida National Cemetery on 441 State Road 7, just south of Lantana, but we suggest you go to the Target store there. What's the intersection? Is that at?
It's 441 or State Road 7, depending on who you're speaking to, and Lantana. It's
okay.
At the corner there.
That's where the Target is, so meet
yes.
There, the bus will take you over. That's perfect. And now I believe that you have to run down to Miami and say happy birthday to Jalen.
Yes.
Your granddaughter.
My granddaughter Jalen's 5 years old, and today is her party.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Pat Tracy checks in with the latest from the Consumer Financial Bureau. They've ramped up the guidelines again, folks, and we're going to tell you if it's for the good or for the bad. Stay tuned for that. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. This home is ready for your approval, and there is a special funding package for this house. Then our house segment is ready for the holidays. We'll tell you how to dress up your front lawn here. Carlton Thompson says, It's the best way to go for the holidays. You'll find out in our house segment coming right up. And then Reach's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid being scammed by the simplest scams ever. Stay tuned for that. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Right, thank you, Senor Hefe.
You bet.
Rent growth is a problem across the nation for those who are renting. It's good for landlords at this point, but this is a situation that hasn't been seen in almost 4 years, according to a company called Axiometrics. The effective rent growth for U.S. apartment market in April of 2015 remained steady at 5%. That's the third straight month that it's been at or above 5% of increases in rent, and the highest April rate since 2009 when Axiometrics started doing this report. In the first 3 months of the year, rents grew at their highest rate since the third quarter of 2011, and three Florida cities ranked near the top of the list in the whole country for what they call effective rent growth. Orlando at 6.7%, West Palm Beach at 6.4%, and Fort Lauderdale at 6.3%. Now, Orlando had the biggest rise among the top 17 markets in April, moving from number 15 in March to number 10 in April. And West Palm had the steepest decline, dropping from 8th to 14th. Residents of the Sunshine State are finding it hard to harness the abundant solar power that we have. We are, in fact, the Sunshine State. And Florida ranks third in the nation in rooftop solar energy potential, but only 13th in the amount of solar energy generated, according to industry estimates. The industry views Florida as a bit of a sleeping giant that could rival California in solar potential, but renewable energy experts say that the state lags behind because old laws favored utilities over private enterprise. Florida is one of the four states that require solar energy to be sold exclusively by utilities. Right. They ban sales from companies that install rooftop solar panels at little or no cost and then sell the energy generated to the property owner. The result is very limited options for going solar and increased upfront financial commitments for the consumer. In fact, the state taxes commercial property owners who install solar arrays, further hurting the investment potential. This has made some rather unlikely allies among groups like the Sierra Club and the Tea Party, who view the lack of consumer choice as harmful to the environment and an infringement on people's personal freedom. The group is also working on a 2016 ballot initiative that would change Florida's constitution to allow businesses other than utilities to sell solar power to consumers. FPL and Tampa Electric say they would not comment on the initiative, which has been has about 100,000 of the 700,000 signatures that will be needed to qualify it for the 2016 ballot. The Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches filed a discrimination complaint last week against federal mortgage backer Fannie Mae for neglecting foreclosed homes in minority communities. The center filed the complaint with the Department of Housing and Urban Development in conjunction with the National Fair Housing Alliance and 18 other fair housing organizations. An investigation by the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches of 24 foreclosed homes owned by Fannie Mae found that 44% of those properties in minority communities had trash or other debris on the premises. The allegation is that foreclosed homes in white neighborhoods suffer much less neglect. Bank of America is by far the largest financial institution in Florida, holding fully 18% of the state's deposits. It's also delivered the worst customer service in Florida, according to J.D. Power & Associates. Bank of America ranked 10th out of 10 big banks doing business in Florida. Wells Fargo, Florida's number two bank by deposit share, also ranked below average in customer service. Chase ranks a distant fourth in the Florida market share, but was number one in customer satisfaction. So, why don't bank customers vote with their feet? Well, one long-held theory is that banking relationships are what they call sticky. It would take so long to open a new account and get checking accounts and change automatic payments and direct deposits that few people bother to shop around for a bank. Lenders took control of more foreclosed homes across South Florida in the month of April, an encouraging sign for frustrated buyers. Bank repossessions rent numbered 697 in Palm Beach County last month. That's up 54% from a year ago and the highest number since August of 2013, according to RealtyTrack. Now, a lot of these foreclosed homes have been caught in a legal logjam since the owners have moved out. Now that lenders have formally taken title, they can market the properties for resale, giving house owners more options. A mortgage modification program that was scheduled to expire at the end of this year has been extended through 2016. It's the HARP program. And if you would like to know if you qualify, if you'd like to know more about it, you know who to call. If you don't, stick around and we'll tell you. And finally, after a string of car break-ins near Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach with no arrests, police decided that a stakeout was in order. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning when police say Derek Williams appeared to be checking out cars at random all up and down the block. Derek spotted a black Chevrolet Impala that looked like a tempting target to him. He opened the passenger side door, climbed into the car, where he got a big surprise. Sitting in the driver's seat was Detective Kylie Bolin. Bolin arrested him on the spot. She wasn't available to talk today, but Chief Jess Goldman said that it's hard to believe that he didn't see her. It's an Impala. Yeah, a black Impala, and to the trained observer, it looks exactly like a police car. I guess if you're in the mode of trying doors, you could possibly get the wrong one. For nearby business owners, the arrest is a relief with the added twist of irony. Williams is in jail. Police believe that he might be homeless, and they also believe that he's responsible for multiple car break-ins in the area. And yeah, that, my friends, is the news.
I think he should have knocked three times.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right. Joining us on the phone right now is the leader of the pack, the head of the outfit, the one who holds the slingshot of brotherly love, Pat Tracy, executive director of Reach and the leader of the band. Welcome to your show.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be back.
Oh, we're having a great show. I know you've been away. You've been out of town. You've been way up north. You've been way down south. You've been busy.
I have been busy, but so have all the legislators and Congress been busy, too.
That's right.
In fact, what we want to talk about a little bit is even last night at 5:27, there was a news release. It said hundreds of lawmakers from both sides of the political aisle are pushing for the Consumer Finance Bureau to grant a grace period for banks, credit unions, and other lenders to comply with the new mortgage disclosure rule.
Right.
And that rule, as you probably realize, went into effect in November of 2013 for a start date of August 1st, 2015. And they feel like that has not been enough lead time, that it will cause chaos to put the rule into effect. So you'll have to be the judge of that. I mean,
that's 2 years.
It's almost 2 years. It's a 21-month period to implement that.
Right.
So it has been a good amount of time. What's happened is, you know, banks are afraid that if they don't do it exactly right, there's going to be more and more penalties. And they're asking for a grace period to implement it starting August 1st through December 31st so they don't get penalized, although there's been lots of training out.
Right.
And it's supposed to be good for the consumer. However, if banks don't go along with it the way it's written and lenders and title companies, then it could be harmful for the low income. I was listening to your show about cash being king, or just before the show came on, it was a cash king article, and that's actually really still true. So the very low-income individual and the low-income are competing in that marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a cash deal, of course, you don't have all these rules in a sense, but the whole essence is you have 3 days rather than 24 hours to look at your paperwork. And for those of us that work in lending a lot, you know that you usually don't get it in the 24-hour period. So this comes with teeth. You're going to have 3 days, and if you don't have it, there's a penalty. So banks will not like that penalty, and then there's still some discussion about when does the 3 days start and when will it end.
Hmm.
But there's also 3 days and three items that would restart those 3 days. It would be an increase in your APR by more than an eighth of a percent on a fixed rate and a quarter of a percent on an ARM. If the lender happened to add a prepayment penalty, or the third one is it was switched from fixed to ARM or some basic change. So they're really protection items that have 3 days to review by the consumer, but banks say, we're not sure, like, if we mail it out, when does that 3 days start? How are we going to do that? And we don't want to be penalized. So if it goes through August 1st, you're going to see a disruption just because
they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do, even though they've had a lot of lead time, and even though the CFPB states that many of the players are already in. I mean, they've been working on it. The big guys have been working on it.
All right, Pat, you used an acronym again. We want to let the folks know. CFPB stands for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and that was it put in place to obviously watch over the good of the people and supervise the banks and make sure that they're reporting properly and they're taking care of the customer. Right?
Right. As we've said before this organization came into play, there was no one to police, actually, or bring penalties. You could complain. You could send a letter to your congressman or congresswoman. You could complain to the bank. But who made it happen? Exactly. Who was going to be there looking in? So I was looking last night, and the CFPB has about 900 employees now.
Yes.
And they actively watch these complaints. They actually respond to them. So in our mind, as a nonprofit helping consumers, it's been a good thing. I think we're going to see some bucking on what they want to be a good thing by saying, well, we don't know when the 3 day starts. We're going to delay your closing and make some upheaval if they don't get this request, which was sent out late last night.
Mm-hmm. That's called obfuscation there, Pat.
Yes, that's what they do. That's what they do. Another thing, I think you've probably covered this on the show, and if you have a second,
we do.
I'd like to just revisit it one more time.
Go ahead.
I know that you hit on the new credit scoring element,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And not too long ago. And that the major 43 million Americans have medical bills that report on their credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And so more than one half or 52% of the credit derogatory items are tied to medical. And how do you get that taken care of? Because sometimes it goes on your report and you don't even know that the insurance didn't pay.
Right. Especially if it's up into the big amounts, $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, that's going to be a hard thing to straighten out.
Yeah, but you know what? The little ones are hard too. The average is
$579. Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So there has been a change with FICO and Vantage as to how they report those, but here's the issue. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, government-sponsored enterprises, refuse to use any model but the old model that dings your credit as hard as any other part of your credit, credit cards, auto loans, house loans, which very often those are not indicators of how someone actually pays their bills. You know,
right.
They just get on there. You say, I paid it. I mean, we've sat in front of people that said, I have my receipt, I paid it. But to try to get it off is mm-hmm. like a major, major feat. So the CFPB is also demanding that this occur and that there be reporting so that they can analyze if there's one particular company that refuses to respond.
Right.
And to go after them for penalties also on right. these. So
just to make a note, they did say that they were taking the medical bills and things like that and lowering it much, much lower on the scale of importance.
Not under the old model.
No, that's right.
Not
the that's correct. Not the old model, but they are looking, at least the report that we had from the .gov site, that they are considering moving medical debt and of that type of debt to the bottom of the list. It's still going to be there, but it won't count as much.
But here's the problem. Mm-hmm. The lenders aren't using that model for their credit report.
That's right.
So,
that's the problem.
So no matter if you have a group out here that lowers it, if it's not the one that's used for your mortgage, it's not going to help you. Right?
Right.
If you're using the old model to verify and to do loans, then that's the model that still has them hitting it just as hard.
All right. And before we run out of time here, let's talk a little bit about the Community Resource Fair that's coming up May 29th. That's at the Overtown Shopping Plaza in Miami.
Actually, it's on the grounds of the old Lyric Theater, Alan, and it just reopened about 6 months ago.
Right.
It is a historic site. It is a beautiful, beautiful theater with the old burgundy seats, the gold trim, glass lobby, piano in the lobby. Some of your old-time greats sang there, like B.B. King, Aretha Franklin. You go in and you can feel it. And it's also where when you're there at the fair, it's also the Black History Archive. So it is really a beautiful building. And on those grounds, we're going to have the community fair, things that can outreach, like Suits for Success, different things to help people with their job hunt, or to help get work, or to maybe help them keep their home. So we're honored to be a part of that.
I'm feeling the vibe already.
it's really a nice thing. I'm excited to be there. I especially love the theater, and on the first Friday night of every month, they have what's called Amateur Night. And they listen to the disc beforehand, make sure that it's appropriate. But those who go in for Amateur Night at the Lyric Theater, the winner takes away $500.
Oh, very cool. That's Friday, this Friday, May 29th.
Next Friday. The first of the month will be the Amateur Night. But this coming Friday, on the 29th, is the fair. And that's from 10 to 1, I believe.
That's correct. We're going to be down there. We're going to come down and cover that.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Come on down. If you need more information about that fair, you know the number to call, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And that'll get that job done. Again, May 29th, that's Friday, from 10 to 1 p.m. In Miami. Call us. We'll give you more information. Pat, what else do we have?
Well, we have so many things going on. I heard you talk about our Kindle class, class, coming up on 6-7. We're excited about that. We're all taking some training in some financial sustainability provided by Chase Bank. And so as they're reaching out and trying to help nonprofits with additional training, I know that several of us just went to Kansas and Citibank sponsored those trips. So we've been fortunate in the CRA realm of banking to get some sponsorships. As you know, Wells Fargo's helped us with our housing, and they're also sponsoring our sites to Philadelphia to learn more, to bring back more.
Right. And I also want to tell the folks, I did see the new facility in Miami, the new facility, the one you haven't moved into yet. At the end of the month, you'll get there.
Yes.
Gorgeous facility. Lots of room, folks. The first-time homebuyer classes will be much, much more comfortable. I guarantee it. It's a very nice facility down there.
And it's right on the bus route. It's very easy to get to. So we picked it for the ease of people getting around Miami with all the traffic and things here. So and it's got free parking, which is unusual in Miami. So there's a bunch of free parking. So we just look forward to having everyone come. We can have three classes there. We're going to have English, Spanish, and Creole. So whatever language is your best language, we want to present it in. We also have can present it in German. So we are just full scale and ready to go.
Achtung, Herr Gruppenführer. Hey, auf Wiedersehen, I guess, right? That's fantastic.
Right, Alan, got it.
Reach is on the reach. We're on the move. That's what we are. So anyway, Pat, thanks for the information, and I'll see you down here on Friday, that's for sure.
Okay, and we'll keep our eye on the CFPB and the things that are happening, okay? What happens with closings August 1st.
We're on it.
Right. Thank you, Alan.
You bet.
Talk to you soon.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he has a special message for the holidays. Carlton, how are you today?
All right, Al. How are you doing today?
Just great. Are you ramping up for the holiday?
Oh, yeah. Just take a minute, and I want to thank all the veterans that are out there that have whatever everything that they've done, are doing, and will do so that we can keep doing what we're passionate about with no repercussions whatsoever.
Wow, I couldn't have said that any better. you nailed it. So I want to put some Memorial Day decorations on my house. What should I do? Other than just plant a flag in the front yard.
A good thing.
Yep.
you know, if you want to get out in the garden and do some nice colors, now's a good weekend to get out there and be patriotic and plant some annual plants or perennial plants that are red, white, and blue. And you'd be able to do it on Memorial Day weekend, and they should be in full bloom and full come July 4th.
4th of July, so, yeah.
So that would be real good.
That's cool. You know, we've talked about lighting before and how it will increase the value of your home. How about lighting for the holidays? Some nice red, white, and blue lighting. Would that do the trick?
Well, you absolutely can. You can purchase some different color lights for your landscape lighting. You can purchase just typical light bulbs in different colors for lights that are on the house.
Yeah, you want those floodlights, right? The big 150-watt floodlights. A little tiny one probably wouldn't do very good upside the house. So you want those big 150-watt floodlights, right?
Well, yeah, you can. There's many ways you can do it. Light is a whole thing in its own to play with.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, but and landscape lighting can increase the value of your home, unless you get a little patriotic and forget to do one thing. You can find yourself in some trouble if you don't light your flag at night. There's a federal law that says we have to have a white on a flag if we're flying it at night.
That's correct.
But don't fall in the trap.
Well, don't fall. I knew an electrician one time who used to purposely ride around at night, look for flags that weren't lit. He'd go there the next day and say, you're in violation of federal law. He'd show him a copy of the federal law, and he'd say, for $200, I'll put a light on that flag for you. He made a pretty good living at it. But I just, for the patriotic side of it, folks, if you're going to fly your flag at night, put a light on it, because that's federal law, and it's also respectful. Good point, Carlton. Thanks for bringing that up.
No problem.
All right. And, of course, where do we need to go when we're looking for all our landscaping supplies?
I always try to get my supplies and advice that I need from JohnDeereLandscapes.com.
And that's with an S, JohnDeereLandscapes.com. They have all the information you need to know. And, Carlton, we wish you and yours a very happy holiday. And
don't wish it to me. Wish it to the vets.
Yeah, you bet. And stick a flag in the yard, all right?
Oh, I'll stick something somewhere.
All right. Thanks for the advice. When we return, grab your ball peen hammers, because we are about to hammer the scammer. 32 million travelers will hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. The number of drivers on the turnpike, interstate, and scenic roads will rise 3% compared to 2014.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, with a special message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for their assistance and receive big discounts from the bank and other approved lenders. Reach counselors say that today is the best time to start your home ownership journey. Call the toll-free number and ask them how to do it. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Reach also offers a credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have. Also, Reach provides free foreclosure and modification counseling free of charge. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day, and they know exactly what the banks want, even before they ask. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for one of the many programs that we offer. The toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's time to hammer the scammer. We got to get a we need to get a hammer scammer kind of a thing going there, don't we?
I got one.
This is really cool, Rick. I am so glad that you took this on because people we've received a lot of phone calls about this.
Absolutely.
Hammer the scammer. They like it.
Watch out for gas pump skimmers. We talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
They found a bunch of them. They did a big three-month investigation.
Wait. What's a gas pump skimmer?
A gas pump skimmer. They steal your credit information when you put your card in. They're hard to detect. They're put on a very temporary basis. They can steal that information.
What do you mean they put on? What do you
scammer installs a skimmer. A scammer skimmer. Uh-huh. And they install it in the gas pump that you use.
Okay, so it's an electronic device that they put inside the gas pump.
Yes, and they get it in there quickly. They can do it in about 30 seconds. They possibly could sit at the other side of the parking lot and steal your information on a Bluetooth receiver. It's nasty.
How can you detect that?
You can detect it by looking at the pump. If it looks different than the other pumps, if there's security tape on the pump has been tampered with, if the pump looks like it's been tampered with. And you can avoid them, by the way, by using a pump close to the window.
Where the clerk can see.
Right because yeah. They'll install these skimmers on the pump
further.
At a distant pump from the view of the clerk. In addition to that, sometimes they'll even park a vehicle in the way between the window and the pump. So
the clerk can't see them opening up the door to the gas pump and sticking the little device
Absolutely.
In there.
Absolutely. And
wow,
then they'll
how
come
crummy,
and take
rotten
the,
that is, huh?
They'll take the skimmer off within a few hours. They pick up a bunch of information,
I think,
and you're doomed.
I think we need a ball peen hammer for those guys.
You
right across the knuckles, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, you bet.
You can check if you do see a pump that you think has been tampered with, 1-800-HELP-FLA. 1-800-HELP-FLA. Report that. Also see the station manager. Call the law enforcement agency nearby.
You could go inside and just pay that way.
Pay in cash.
But then that sort of ruins the convenience of pay at the pump.
Yeah,
you have
absolutely.
To walk inside. Here's another little trick that I do.
You do a good one.
Yeah,
here.
This is kind of cool. And I actually spoke to a credit representative about it. And he was so impressed. He said he was going to start doing it.
Yep.
When you buy gas, folks, round off the last, the cents, the pennies. Like if your birthday is in 1956, then you buy gas, get $10.56 worth of gas.
Every time.
Always round off your purchase with that date.
Good.
Then if anything else comes up, the credit people can look through their list and say 56, 56, 56, 87. Uh-oh. That may not be yours. There you go. Rick, fantastic. We appreciate it. That's all the time left to us today, folks. We appreciate you spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the archives are stored. We can take a look at the home of the week. Congratulations to Lloyd. He's been a listener for more than a year, and he's listening from his new home that Reach got for him. Fantastic. Happy, happy holidays.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know things are wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.